This is Portland Sea Dogs Baseball, driven by
Nissan.
On the WPEI.
You could even put it up a little bit louder if you want.
Swing and a ground ball to the shortstop, Mydrop. He charges in, throws to first, and the Sea Dogs have done it. The second no-hitter of the season, as lightning has struck twice for Portland.
Sea Dogs Baseball is brought to you by Big Blue Bug Solutions, Bissell Brothers Brewing, Casco Bay Steel, Sitco, DeMillo's, and Ducks Unlimited.
2-1 pitch is swung on, driven deep to right field, at the track, at the wall, it's gone! Boston's top prospect blasts this one to right field. It's a leadoff solo shot for Marcelo Meyer, the first of his AA career.
Sea Dogs Baseball is presented by Core Health, Cross Insurance, Five Star Golf Cars, Go NetSpeed, Hammond Lumber, Hertz, Porch Roofing, and KM.
Swing and a fly ball into shallow center field. Coming in is Sykes, going out is Mydrop, and oh my gosh, he makes the catch over his shoulder, tumbling to his left side. Reiner Bonassi looks on with his hands on his head. Can't believe it.
Today's game is also brought to you by L.L. Bean, Maine Medical Center, New England Ford, Next Gen, Nissan, Northeast Pest Solutions, and the Road Dealerships.
And the pitch, Sykes is off, Lugo crushes this one, high and deep to left field, it's over the monster! And Matthew Lugo plays hero tonight at Hadlock. He puts the Sea Dogs on top, 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Sea Dogs Baseball is brought to you by Weston Harborview, Wyman's, United Healthcare, Joe Bornstein, and Key Bank. Now let's send it out to the ballpark to Riley Pay and the voice of the Portland Sea Dogs, Emma Tiedemann, on the WPEI Sea Dogs Radio Network, driven by Nissan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to our pregame show sponsored by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today and shop NissanUSA.com. Ahead of Game 5 against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, we'll take you through a quick recap of what happened yesterday for the Sea Dogs, winning it 7-3, the final score over the Fisher Cats, now 5 straight against New Hampshire coming in to today. We'll take you through the starting lineups for both teams before tossing it to the ballpark. For New Hampshire, the shortstop, Josh Pastovich, leads things off, batting second at third base, Alex DeJesus. Batting third, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez. And batting cleanup in center field is Devontae Brown. Batting fifth, the DH, Michael Turconi. Batting sixth at second is Cade Doty. And batting seventh and right field, Gabriel Martinez. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Glenn Santiago. And finally, batting ninth, the catcher, Kekai Rios. The arm on the mound for the Fisher Cats is the right-hander, Michael Dominguez, to start things out. Now, for your Portland Sea Dogs, looking to make it six straight in a row and continue the momentum against the Fisher Cats. Leading things off, the DH, Roman Anthony. Batting second, the shortstop, Marcelo Meyer. Batting third, the catcher, Kyle Teal. And batting cleanup at first base is Blaze Jordan. Batting sixth at third base, Edinson Paulino. Batting seventh in center, Phillip Sykes. Batting eighth in left field is Nick Decker. And in right field today, Carson Semus. Finally, batting ninth at second base is Tyler McDonough. The arm on the mound for the Sea Dogs is the right-hander Caleb Bolden. For Game 5 today, we'll send things now to Delta Dental Stadium to Emma Tiedemann ahead of Game 5 against the Fisher Cats here on the Sea Dogs Radio Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome into Delta Dental Stadium. The Portland Sea Dogs looking to win their sixth straight as the Fisher Cats struggled last night, had some late inning surges, but unable to complete the comeback as the Sea Dogs capped off last night's win with three runs in the top of the ninth. You heard Riley talk about the 7-3 win last night. And once in one of the key highlights, obviously a big three-run ninth inning for Portland, it was the inside-the-park home run by Roman Anthony. And Anthony, I mean, absolutely smoked a ball into center field, one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. And the center fielder had trouble locating the ball. It was Devontae Brown in center field, Garrett Spain in right. And Brown, at first it looked like he had it, then he lost it, then it looked like he found it again. But it was clear over his head onto the warning track. And I think Anthony realized that he was having trouble finding that fly ball and turned on the jets as soon as he left the left-handed batter's box, sprinted around the bases, and was able to slide in ahead of the throw. That's the first inside-the-park home run by a Portland Sea Dog since April 16th, 2015, against the Trenton Thunder. Trenton was at the time the New York Yankees AA affiliate. It was Keiry De La Cruz who recorded the last inside-the-park home run for the Sea Dogs. So trying to carry that momentum, and obviously there's a lot of other momentum also for the Portland Sea Dogs right now as they're looking to win their sixth straight game. The streak started on Sunday against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. It has obviously continued with four games against the Fisher Cats, including the last night's win as well. The right-hander Ryan Jennings gets the ball for the Fisher Cats. Right-hander currently warming up after starting in a little bit of a delay. Looks like there was, looking at the radar, it looked like there were storms in the area. We didn't have an official reason, but this is my best guess. Was that there were storms in the area watching one particular cell, and luckily it broke up as it came closer and closer to Manchester. So we were able to get some baseball in tonight as the Fisher Cats in the home white uniforms, Fisher Cats written across the chest in blue, outlined in red, with the blue hats and the NH white logo on front. Portland in the navy blue tops tonight with Sea Dogs written across the chest in red, outlined in white. And it looks like they're wearing their specialty July 4th hats. Again, this evening, Jennings kicks and delivers the first pitch. Called strike inside at the knees of Roman Anthony for a called strike one. First pitch delivered at 6:49. It is 82 degrees and pretty humid here in Manchester. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss with the breaking ball. Takes it low and outside for strike two. Looking at the humidity right now, it's 78% humidity, dew point sitting at 73. So Anthony back in on the left side, and we already talked about Roman Anthony's night last night with the inside the park home run. Here's the 0-2. Misses low and inside, ball one. But overall last night, he went 2-for-4. That home run also had a stolen base, a single, and he drew a walk. Very productive night. He steps back in the left-handed batter's box. The 1-2 pitch misses high, and the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Misses high and away, ball three. So Anthony works his way back from an 0-2 count to a full count. Right-hander Jennings. Infield shifted slightly to the right side. The payoff pitch, swing, and Anthony fouls it left side, out of play. Stays alive for another pitch from the right-hander. Jennings, 6 foot, 190 out of San Antonio, Texas. Home of the Alamo. Here's the 3-2. Swing, and he lifts this one high into deep left center field. Martinez sprinting back. Brown, the center fielder, comes over. He calls off his teammate and makes the catch in left center field for the first out in the top of the first inning. But again, that was another really well-hit ball to one of the deeper parts of the ballpark by Roman Anthony. And if you're able to clear that wall in left center field, you actually hit a patio, a pretty large patio of the Hilton Garden Inn that overlooks the ballpark in left center field. Marcelo Meyer now steps in on the left side. First pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. First time we've seen Meyer in some time. First time this week. Back in the lineup. And one of the strongest bats on the Sea Dogs team. Here's the 0-1. Check swing. It's a called strike. And Meyer now down to the count. No balls and two strikes. Meyer hitting 307. 25 doubles, 36 RBI, 7 home runs. Also has 13 stolen bases, which was kind of a new
thing he added to his game this season as the 0-2 bounces in the dirt for ball one. Not saying that the speed wasn't there. It just wasn't as big of a part of his game last season as it is compared to this year. So that's the bat. The glove speaks for itself. The 1-2. Swing and a chopper to the right side of the infield. Ranging to his right is the second baseman McCarty. He fires to first in time and two away. And now Kyle Teal, the catcher, heads to the plate. But now Teal steps out as a huge FedEx jet flies over the ballpark. We are, I think, pretty close to Manchester Airport. The first pitch. Called strike right down the middle. Now Kyle Teal had the night off last night. Catcher batting 298. Here's the 0-1. This is low and inside. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. So with Meyer back in the lineup, after an absence the last couple of games, we're back to the top three Red Sox prospects and the top three positions of the Sea Dogs lineup. The 1-1. Swing, and Teal flares it shallow left field. Martinez sprints in, has to wait on it, and Teal is aboard with a two-out single. What you would call a Texas leaguer, it just had enough to clear the infield and not hit hard enough to be hit really to the outfield. Martinez, the left fielder, sprinting in. Downey, the third baseman, had to sprint out. Fell right between the two. And now the service master fire and water cleanup batter, Blaze Jordan, steps in on the right side. The first pitch. Swing and fouls it straight back to the netting for strike one. Jordan with the open stance on the right side. Runner at first. Well, two outs on the top of the first. Still scoreless here in Manchester, New Hampshire. Sea Dogs and Fisher Cats. The 0-1. Misses low. Count evens. One ball and one strike. Jennings readies. The 1-1. Misses inside, ball two. Now Jennings this season has made 11 starts at high A. This is his double A debut. It was 0-3 with a 2.13 ERA. 2-1. This one is hit high and deep to right field. Tricone on the run back onto the warning track. He reaches up and makes the catch. And the Sea Dogs are retired. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the first on the WPEI Sea Dogs Radio Network, driven by Nissan.
You are sure to hit a home run when you join Dirigo Federal Credit Union. We proudly serve 10 counties in the state of Maine. It's a great time to check out our incredible products, including rewards checking and competitive loan rates. With Dirigo's new digital banking, you don't need to spend your summer standing in line. Download our mobile app to move money, deposit checks, pay bills, or even check your credit score. When you become a member, you become part of our family. Your financial needs are as important to us as they are to you. Become a member today by visiting DirigoFCU.com.
Hey parents, are you looking for something fun for the kids this summer? Join Slugger the Sea Dog and the Hood Kids Club with the Portland Sea Dog. Membership is free and includes one free ticket to each of the six Hood Kids Club games. Kids also receive an exclusive wristband, 15% discount in the souvenir store, a welcome letter from Slugger, and more. This season's Hood Kids Club dates include Halloween at Hadlock, Hometown Hero Day, Catch on the Field, Touch a Truck, Princess and Pirate Day, plus a Slugger photo op. Contact the Sea Dogs today about signing your kids up for the Hood Kids Club at SeaDogs.com.
Injured in an accident? Call Maine's most recognized personal injury law firm, the Law Offices of Joe Bornstein, fighting and winning for injured Mainers for over 50 years. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call nights, call weekends, call Joe anytime for a free case evaluation. The Law Offices of Joe Bornstein, open nights and weekends. Dial 207-CALL-JOE or online at joebornstein.com. Accidents happen. To be our specialty.
The new 95.
WPEI Saco Portland. WPPI Thompson Greater Portland.
The new 95s. 95.9 and 95.5.
Headquartered in Portland, Martins Point Healthcare has provided primary and specialty care and TRICARE and Medicare coverage to the people of Maine and beyond for over 40 years. As a local not-for-profit, their patients and health plan members always come first. Martins Point Healthcare, delivering the care every person deserves. First pitch from the right-hander, Caleb Bolden, called strike on the low and inside corner. It'll be Ryan McCarty, Josh Kasevich, and Alex DeJesus due up against Bolden, the tall right-hander for the Sea Dogs. 0-1. This is low and outside. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Bolden, 6'2", 190, 25 years old, out of Texarkana, Texas. Looks over the top of his glove. The 1-1. Swing and a liner into center field, and it's a base hit for Ryan McCarty. Sykes came on for it, but just lets it drop, and it's a leadoff single for the Fisher Cats. And now the back dog Casey comes out. I think Casey actually had a louder round of applause for retrieving the bat than McCarty did for his leadoff single. But hey, everyone loves a good boy. Casey's a great dog. He was out here last night as well. Here's the first pitch to Kasevich. Misses outside for ball one. He's a black lab. That looks like he's got his own personal veterinarian with him and scrubs and his stethoscope ready for anything. The 1-0. Swing, another lone line into center field. This one, however, deep enough for Phillip Sykes. Ranges back and makes the catch as McCarty retreats to first. And here comes Casey. And now Alex DeJesus comes to the plate. And I mentioned Trenton earlier in the broadcast talking about the last time the Sea Dogs had hit a inside the park home run. It was actually against the Trenton Thunder. Trenton has arguably some of the most famous bat dogs. The first pitch to DeJesus is a big swing and a miss for strike one. Rookie. I believe his little brother, I'm spacing on the name, but they're a pair of golden retrievers. They're absolutely precious. Bolden readies. The 0-1. Swing and a foul tip. Got a piece of Kyle Teal. Kind of shakes off that right hand a little bit for strike two. Immediately turns to the dugout. Gives his manager, Chad Epperson, a thumbs up. Says he's all right. Chad Epperson pretty familiar with those types of situations behind the plate, being the former catcher himself. So DeJesus back in on the right side. No balls and two strikes the count. Bolden readies. The 0-2. Swing and slices it foul right side into the netting. Now, Caleb Bolden just making his second start for the Sea Dogs. But overall, for Portland, as he fires a check throw over to first, McCarty slides back in safely. Bolden, no record, and a 5.40 ERA. He's tossed 18 and one-thirds innings, allowing 11 earned runs on 19 hits while walking 9 and striking out 20. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 goes high and inside and strikes out Alex DeJesus, our first strikeout of the night. And that's a TD Bank strikeout, cancer, and kids for every strikeout by a Sea Dogs pitcher. Local businesses and individuals make donations to the Maine Children's Cancer Program. And its 30th season, the strikeout program has raised over $5 million to fight cancer. You can help by visiting the Slugger Kid Hall of Fame or visiting SeaDogs.com. So two away for Rainer Nunez, the cleanup batter for the Fisher Cats. Bats on the right side. And now time is called. Bolden disengages with the rubber. And we have seen the power of Rainer Nunez this series. Has two home runs this week against Portland pitching. First pitch right down the middle for a called strike. Nunez with eight home runs on the season overall. Bolden sets. The 0-1 runner at first goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw down to second is not in time. And you've got to get Kyle Teal some credit on that. Obviously, he won't get the caught stealing at the stat line. But that pitch from Bolden missed low and outside. He had to reach across his body to make the catch. Already angling down towards his right. He still made the transition from glove to hand and almost like threw it from a low arm slot and whipped it to second base. And the fact that it was accurate and actually was pretty close tagging out the runner was very impressive. Let's see, 1-1 pitch is a called strike, or excuse me, a swing and a miss for strike two. So Kyle Teal continues to impress at the plate, obviously with the hit earlier, and then behind the plate as well. The 1-2 to Nunez. Swinging is softly lines it to right center field. It's a base hit. McCarty around third. He scores. It's an RBI single for Rainer Nunez, and the Fisher Cats are on the board 1-0, the bottom of the first. So the inning continues for Zach Britton, the catcher, after a two-out RBI single. Britton, one of two lefties in the lineup tonight. The pitch misses outside for ball one. Well, and I regret to inform you that fans are quickly standing up and heading to the concourse because it has started to rain here in Manchester. The 1-0. This is inside ball two. It looks like we're going to play through this. And the good news is I do not see anybody near the tarp. Always a good sign. Always look at the tarp. Two balls and no strikes to count for Britton. Bolden kicks and fires. Misses outside. No, actually, I take that back. It caught the outside part of the plate for a called strike. And this is when it can be very difficult for a pitcher. Have a good grip on the baseball as Bolden just throws over to first. Nunez dives back in safely. Two balls and one strike. The pitch misses outside, ball three. And Britton, the catcher, just being patient. He's batting 202 this season. 10 doubles and four home runs. It's a pretty good rain, I would say. Here's the 3-1. Grounds it foul. First base side, and the count goes full. It's not pouring or storming. I haven't heard thunder. I haven't seen lightning. Quite a few fans are still in their seats and ponchos or umbrellas, so it's not that bad. It's playable. Well, I jinxed it. Now it's really picking up. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch misses outside, ball four. Nunez up to second, and Britton draws the walk. I would say now it is pouring. That is how I would describe this. However, it feels just like a summer storm. So hopefully it quickly passes, but fans are heading to the concourse. The Bat Dog is heading to the dugout, and Sea Dogs players are huddling under the dugout overhang as well. The first pitch to Devontae Brown runs inside and hits him on his front left arm, and that's what you get. I mean, Caleb Bolden asked for a new baseball at the beginning of the at-bat. And now the umpire is asking for more baseballs, and goodness, it is raining even harder. Bolden has yet another baseball, but of course it's already wet. He just throws it away. And now he's pointing up saying it's raining, and it is coming down. The Sea Dogs are trying to walk off the field, and now the umpire has motioned for them to come off. At this point, it's a safety issue. Here comes the TARP team. It's because Bolden couldn't hold on to a baseball properly. So we are obviously going to enter into a delay. As it is raining, well, it's fitting. It's raining cats and dogs here in Manchester, New Hampshire. TARP is coming out on the field. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Ryan McCarty led off with a single. He scored in an RBI single by Rainer Nunez. And the Fisher Cats right now with the 1-0 lead over the Fisher Cats. As the TARP is being rolled out, more rain coming in. We'll take a short break and try and figure out when we will be able to resume play. We'll take a break on the WPEI Sea Dogs Radio Network presented by Nissan.
Parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs ticket office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today.
Hey Sea Dogs fans, this is Emma Tiedemann, the voice of the Sea Dogs. Are you in need of a speaker at an upcoming meeting or event? Let the Portland Sea Dogs help you out. Our Speakers Bureau offers keynote presenters to service clubs, civic organizations, schools, and any other group. The speakers provide entertaining stories and insights on the Sea Dogs, Red Sox baseball, as well as life in the minor leagues. Our speakers are free of charge and will bring along a gift for your organization, such as a hat or tickets. To schedule a speaker from the Sea Dogs, please contact us online at Sea Dogs.
Portland Sea Dogs single game tickets are on sale now. You don't have to wait until you arrive at Hadlock Field. Purchase your tickets online at seadogs.com or over the phone at 207-879-9500. Tickets start at just $12. With another season full of fireworks on the field and off, tickets are going fast, so get yours today. Whether you love baseball or just come for the Sea Dog biscuits, a Portland Sea Dogs game is the perfect way to spend a summer day in Maine. Get your tickets today at seadogs.com or at Hadlock Field.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Trademark Federal Credit Union picnic area located along the right field line is a great choice for entertaining groups from 20 people to 250. Everyone in your group will receive a ticket to the game, and all-you-can-eat meals are served beginning 1 hour before first pitch until 1 hour after the start of the game. They include hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecued pulled chicken, coleslaw, pasta salad, assorted Coca-Cola products, and Sea Dog biscuits. So plan your group outing to Hadlock Field today. Call the Sea Dogs Group Sales Department at 207-874-9300 or online at seadogs.com.
Portland Sea Dogs Baseball is brought to you by Giffords Ice Cream, family-owned and made right here in Maine. If you're planning your visit to Hadlock, remember that seats in the Giffords Pavilion are perfect for families and groups to get together and enjoy time at the park. And next time you're here, be sure to make a Sea Dog biscuit made with Giffords Home Maine Ice Cream part of your visit. With mobile ordering and in-seat delivery, you never need to leave your seat. Simple, honest, homemade. That's Giffords Ice Cream.
The United Healthcare Team Store is located on the third base side of Hadlock Field and carries all your latest Sea Dogs and Red Sox merchandise. Want to dress like a pro? We carry the same game day wear as your favorite Sea Dogs players. And be sure to check out merchandise for the Maine Whoopie Pies, the Insuppas, and new for the 2024 season, the Maine Lobster Bakes. The United Healthcare Team Store has something for everyone and is open year-round Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days at Hadlock Field. Call 207-874-9300 or order online at SeaDogs.com.
Did you know the Sea Dogs offer special packages for birthday parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs ticket office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today. Did you know the Sea Dogs offer special packages for birthday parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs ticket office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today.
Hey Sea Dogs fans, this is Emma Tiedemann, the voice of the Sea Dogs. Are you in need of a speaker at an upcoming meeting or event? Let the Portland Sea Dogs help you out. Our Speakers Bureau offers keynote presenters to service clubs, civic organizations, schools, and any other group. The speakers provide entertaining stories and insights on the Sea Dogs, Red Sox baseball, as well as life in the minor leagues. Our speakers are free of charge and will bring along a gift for your organization, such as a hat or tickets. To schedule a speaker from the Sea Dogs, please contact us online at SeaDogs.com. Hey Sea Dogs fans, this is Emma Tiedemann, the
Portland
voice of
Sea Dogs. Single game tickets are on sale now. You don't have to wait until you arrive at Hadlock Field. Purchase your tickets online at SeaDogs.com or over the phone at 207-879-9500. Tickets start at just $12. With another season full of fireworks on the field and off, tickets are going fast, so get yours today. Whether you love baseball or just come for the Sea Dog biscuits, a Portland Sea Dogs game is the perfect way to spend a summer day in Maine. Get your tickets today at SeaDogs.com or at Hadlock Field.
Welcome back into the Sea Dogs Radio Network. Currently in a rain delay down in Manchester, New Hampshire. The Portland Sea Dogs and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats just underway in Game 5 of a six-game series. It was currently 1-0 Fisher Cats in the bottom of the first inning with two outs on the board and the bases loaded before the rain started to fall in Manchester. And now a standstill down at Delta Dental Stadium right now. But so far, New Hampshire with a run on two hits, no errors in the Sea Dogs with no runs just yet on one hit and no errors in the field. Field, currently down in Manchester. It was Caleb Bolden pitching for the Portland Sea Dogs, and just about underway. So we'll take you briefly through what's happened so far in the game against the Fisher Cats. In the top of the first inning, Roman Anthony led things off. He flew out to center field for the first out. After that, Marcelo Meyer grounded out to the second base side. Back in the lineup today for Marcelo Meyer, once again the top prospect for the system, Kyle Teal with a single after that would put one on, but Blaze Jordan flew out to right field. It would be the final out in the top of the first inning. Now for the Fisher Cats in the home half of the inning, Ryan McCarty singled to lead things off. It was a single to center field. Josh Kasevich lined out to center field after that for the first out. Alex DeJesus struck out swinging for out number two, first strikeout for Bolden today. And then Ryan McCarty stealing second base marked his second stolen bag of the season. Rainer Nunez singled following that. It was a single to center field. It would drive in Ryan McCarty to score and give the Fisher Cats a 1-0 lead. After that, Zach Britton worked a walk, and Devontae Brown was hit by a pitch as the rain started to fall. Obviously, a little bit tougher to grip the baseball in those circumstances, so it was Devontae Brown who would reach off of that. The bases were loaded, and then the rain falling in New Hampshire would put us in a delay once again down at Delta Dental Stadium. We'll take a look, though, around the rest of the Eastern League today. There are plenty of matchups going on today on Friday evening. Everybody doing a home-and-home series, the Sea Dogs and the Fisher Cats at Hadlock Field for the first three games this week for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, then playing yesterday with the Sea Dogs taking the first game in Manchester to open things up. We'll have another one tomorrow for a 6:35 p.m. start to round out the six-game set. But for the rest of the Eastern League right now, quite a few underway, currently four and one final. It's the bottom of the fifth inning right now for Altoona, who's hosting the Harrisburg Senators, and Harrisburg leads it 2-1 over the Curve. It is Harrisburg, who is 41-38 right now overall in the season. Altoona trails 32-47 overall in this regular season and in the second half as well. For Hartford, they lead it 1-0 over Binghamton, hosting the Rumble Ponies. The Yard Goats with a run on five hits and no errors. While the Rumble Ponies still scoreless, they do have a hit, though, and no errors today. Pitching is Carson Palmquist, the strong lefty for the Yard Goats system and the Colorado Rockies system as well. He's already with 5 1/3 to start today. In the bottom of the third inning for Erie, who is hosting Akron, they are still scoreless down in Erie currently. Akron 45-34 this season. There's been a really strong team in the Southwest, while Erie is 44-33. Heading into the top of the fourth inning for Richmond, who's hosting the Bowie Bay Sox, and the Bay Sox lead at 1-0 over the Flying Squirrels right now. And then everything else, where we one more game in just a few moments. It was slated to start for Reading hosting Somerset. It looks like they are likely in a delay as well. And then one final score as well on the night for Reading and Reading and Somerset playing two. They actually had to complete yesterday's game that had some rain in their forecast down in Reading. So just finished up their postponed game from yesterday, and the Patriots took it 8-2 over the Fightin' Phils. So they will have another game, originally their Friday night game slated for 7, likely starting in just a few moments. It'll be Bailey Dees for the Patriots, the right-hander, to lead things off, and then Christian Hernandez for the Fightin' Phils in game 2 of their twin bill. We'll also take a look at the standings currently across the Eastern League. The Portland Sea Dogs have been really excellent to start off the second half. They are just a half game out of first place in the Northeast currently. You have the Somerset Patriots leading the way. They're 8-2 so far in the second half. Portland 7-2 right now coming into today's game against the Fisher Cats. Hartford is a game and a half out. They're in third place. Hartford, once again, the winner of the first half of the regular season, so they've already secured a playoff spot. Kind of something to look at as we continue on in the second half. For Binghamton, they're there, 4.5 games out. And then you have Reading after that, 5 games back in New Hampshire. They are in the final spot right now in the Northeast Division. They're 5.5 games out of first place, 2-7 overall in the second half. The Sea Dogs taken already 3 straight in this series against New Hampshire. For the Southwest Division, a little bit closer down there, Akron leads the way right now. They're 8-2 in the second half. Bowie is 2 games back, along with the Erie Seawolves. Both of those teams, the Bay Sox, the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, and the Erie Seawolves, the affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, they're both 6-4 right now in the second half. For Altoona and Harrisburg, along with Richmond, all 3 of those teams tied for the final spot. They're all 3-5 games out of first place with 3-7 records in the second half. Once again, Altoona, the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate, and Harrisburg, the Senators affiliate, along with the Richmond Flying Squirrels, who the Sea Dogs just saw a few weeks ago, the affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. So close quarters in the Southwest Division right now as we plug along in the second half of the regular season. We'll take one break here in our bridge show, is what we'll call it, as we await some updates on the weather forecast and circumstances right now in Manchester, New Hampshire. Once again, the Sea Dogs and the Fisher Cats underway. It was the bottom of the first inning, and the Fisher Cats leading it 1-0 with the bases loaded and 2 outs on the board. We'll take a break here and come back hopefully with some weather updates for you here on the Sea Dogs Radio Network, presented by Nissan.
You're listening to the WPEI Sea Dogs Radio Network, presented by Nissan on 95.5 and 95.9 FM.
Did you know the Sea Dogs offer special packages for birthday parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs Ticket Office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today.
The United Healthcare Team Store is located on the third base side of Hadlock Field and carries all your latest Sea Dogs and Red Sox merchandise. Want to dress like a pro? We carry the same game day wear as your favorite Sea Dogs players. And be sure to check out merchandise for the Maine Whoopie Pies, Bean Suppas, and new for the 2024 season, the Maine Lobster Bakes. The United Healthcare Team Store has something for everyone and is open year-round Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days at Hadlock Field. Call 207-874-9300 or order online at seadogs.com.
Portland Sea Dogs Baseball is brought to you by Giffords Ice Cream, family-owned and made right here in Maine. If you're planning your visit to Hadlock, remember that seats in the Giffords Pavilion are perfect for families and groups to get together and enjoy time at the park. And next time you're here, be sure to make a Sea Dog biscuit made with Giffords homemade ice cream part of your visit. With mobile ordering and in-seat delivery, you never need to leave your seat. Simple, honest, homemade. That's Giffords Ice Cream.
Welcome back into the Sea Dogs Radio Network. Riley Pay now joined by Roman Anthony. Roman, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
I want to start talking about kind of your progression at this level, meteoric rise for you through 3 levels last season. You got a taste of AA to finish off this season, but now heading into the second half, what have been your biggest takeaways so far at the level, and what kind of adjustments have you noticed that you've had to make?
Yeah, I would say this is, you know, the spot that I think I've been here the longest now of any affiliate, and I've definitely learned the most. You know, playing against this level of competition compared to, you know, last year when you're at a lower level, and as you kind of come up, you realize that, you know, the competition is definitely a whole lot better. Guys are older, more physical. But really, it is the same game, and, you know, we have a great group here, so it's a lot of fun. And, The adjustments, it hasn't really been one adjustment as a whole. It's been, you know, really everything. Just day to day, making adjustments day to day, at bat by at bat, pitch to pitch, I think is huge. Because like I said, we're playing guys here that, you know, there's some guys at the beginning of the year we played, they're in the big leagues now. So things like that, like, it's such a high quality game of baseball at this level that, you know, you learn so much. And luckily we have so much, you know, underlying data and metrics nowadays that we're able to dive into things and see what I really do need to work on. So it's been a work in progress as a whole every day.
And something for you, your plate discipline, something that a lot of major publications have raved about early in your career. Is there anything that has gone into that development for you, or how have you developed that over your career?
I think it's something that I've just kind of always been pretty good at. I think, you know, growing up, learning the qualities of, you know, walking, and then, you know, people sometimes don't really, they look past that, and, you know, how important it is to walk and to, you know, only really swing at strikes as much as you can. Obviously, you're going to swing at balls here and there, and pitchers are really good, so it gets tougher to do it at a high level, you know, as you kind of go up. But I think just sticking to the same approach, and then for me, just really looking for something early that I can do damage on, and, you know, not trying to get too deep into counts, which I have before, and everyone does it. But, you know, like I said, just the level of competition here is so great that, you know, it's something that you really should, everyone should take pride in it, you know, trying to be the best hitter they can be and the most selective hitter they can be, and trying not to miss the pitch they can get. But I think it's just something that I've always taken pride in, and then, you know, taking pride in my walks and, you know, taking what they can give me.
You mentioned Christian Yelich, somebody that you liked to watch growing up. Is there anybody that you kind of modeled after or took from in your development throughout your career?
Honestly, I really look at all the great players in the game. I think, like, every year you see a new star and somebody who does, you know, something really well. And there's so much info out there and so much video on all these guys now that there are little takeaways that, you know, you can get from all these different guys. But I would say Christian Yelich growing up, you know, him being in Miami for a good period of time, and that being the closest ballpark to my house, that was the guy that, you know, I really always liked and reminded me of myself with his body. He throws right, hits left. And he plays the game the right way. And we have, I think, similar tendencies with the way that we hit and the way that we play. So he was probably the one. But I really, like, dig deep into, you know, a ton of different guys. Like I mentioned, like, all the guys that have success in the big leagues, I try to just take away little things from each of those guys.
I want to kind of continue on that. Somebody that you're familiar with, a fellow prospect in Jackson Holliday, and taking things from him, had some chance to work with him in the offseason. What was something that you took from getting to work with him and training with him preseason?
Yeah, Jackson's been a good buddy of mine for a while now, and he grew up in the same area as me, and so, you know, watching him develop and, you know, the player that he's become, I think, is a credit to him. And, you know, he really works hard, and it's great to get to go out there and work with him and his dad and you know, many different guys that actually go out there. So I've gone out there the past two off seasons now, and I've learned a ton from those guys. But I think the biggest thing is just, like, those guys really take pride in being pure hitters and being, you know, natural hitters to all fields, like Matt was and like Jackson is now. You know, it's easy in today's day and age to get, you know, caught up in home runs and you know, different aspects of the game and being really one-sided. And I think, you know, when I go out there, I see a lot of different guys that are out there, a lot of guys that have had a lot of big league time, including his dad. And I see how those guys really value being a pure hitter and using all fields and playing the game the right way, and that's helped me a ton.
Going into the season, you had a chance to go to Winter Weekend and be immersed in the Boston culture for a few days. What was that experience like, and what did you take away about kind of Boston and the culture as a whole?
It was awesome. I think, you know, from the first time I went to Boston when I was drafted up until, you know, a couple weeks ago when I went to Boston with Marcelo, we always joke around, like, it feels more real every time we're there, and it's super exciting. It's a great place. The fans are so passionate. They just see the Celtics win. How many people were there? And it's such a sports you know, city. It's a great spot to play. Like, just going to watch games there and seeing the crowds that they draw, regardless of the year that they're having every night, it's awesome, and it's super exciting. And you know, getting to watch them, like, as a kid, and 18, the most recent one, when they won a World Series, it's like, it's just different in Boston. And so it's awesome to be a part of it, essentially, and going to Winter Weekend, getting to see some of the guys there, and then going to Fan Fest. It was a great time, and, you know, it just makes us, you know, really want to get there as fast as we can.
You talked about it a little bit there, but you and Marcelo spent a lot of time together, roommates as well. I read that you guys are in a rom-com kick, or you were briefly. Can you give us your top three if you had to rank them?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. We just watched the one with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. That's a good one. I forget the name of it already. But we're always... I think we're always watching them. The new one with Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney, it's a good one. Anyone But You.
Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You is a good one. I don't know. We're always watching them. So there's a ton. I don't know. You put me on the spot
right now. That's a good range. That is a tough one.
I don't know. There's a ton of good ones, but me and Marcelo have been on a kick. I think we've really been on a kick since almost last year now. Including some other guys that I played with last year in Greenville. We've seen quite a bit of rom-coms by now. So we were talking about this yesterday. There really isn't one that we haven't watched. So,
there you go. That's a big sample size.
They're great. They're addicting. They're fun. They're usually not too long. So it's like, come back from a game, watch a rom-com for an hour and 45 minutes, go to bed. It's a good way to split up the day.
And in some of those rom-coms, briefly talked about switching your walk-up song to Unwritten, and I know that is now, it's already been taken by Nathan Hickey and AAA.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Is there a bro code to walk-up songs?
For sure, right? I think, like, you, a guy has a walk-up song or has had a walk-up song, you don't really want to steal their sauce, I guess. So it's like, you know, come up with your own, be creative. And I think, like, when you really have a walk-up song that's super creative and the fans are into it, like, that's more important than I feel like people will really recognize. And but yeah, no, you can't steal your teammate's walk-up song.
No.
Or somebody at a different level has a walk-up song, because then you do really well and you get there and they already have it. It's like, I don't want to change it. So yeah, that's off limits.
Yeah, maybe Natasha down the line.
We'll see.
Once again, Roman Anthony with the Portland Sea Dogs. We'll take a break now and come back with Sea Dogs baseball for you on the other side of it here on the Sea Dogs Radio Network.
Trademark Federal Credit Union Picnic Area, located along the right field line, is a great choice for entertaining groups from 20 people to 250. Everyone in your group will receive a ticket to the game, and all-you-can-eat meals are served beginning 1 hour before first pitch until 1 hour after the start of the game. They include hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecued pulled chicken, coleslaw, pasta salad, assorted Coca-Cola products, and Sea Dog biscuits. So plan your group outing to Hadlock Field today. Call the Sea Dogs Group Sales Department at 207-874-9300 or online at seadogs.com.
Portland Sea Dogs Baseball is brought to you by Giffords Ice Cream, family-owned and made right here in Maine. If you're planning your visit to Hadlock, remember that seats in the Giffords Pavilion are perfect for families and groups to get together and enjoy time at the park. And next time you're here, be sure to make a Sea Dog biscuit made with Giffords Home Maine Ice Cream part of your visit. With mobile ordering and in-seat delivery, you never need to leave your seat. Simple, honest, homemade. That's Giffords Ice Cream.
The United Healthcare Team Store is located on the third base side of Hadlock Field and carries all your latest Sea Dogs and Red Sox merchandise. Want to dress like a pro? We carry the same game day wear as your favorite Sea Dogs players. And be sure to check out merchandise for the Maine Whoopie Pies, the Insuppas, and new for the 2024 season, the Maine Lobster Bakes. The United Healthcare Team Store has something for everyone and is open year-round Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days at Hadlock Field. Call 207-874-9300 or order online at seadogs.com.
Did you know the Sea Dogs offer special packages for birthday parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs Ticket Office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today. Did you know the Sea Dogs offer special packages for birthday parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs Ticket Office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today.
Hey, Sea Dogs fans, this is Emma Tiedemann, the voice of the Sea Dogs. Are you in need of a speaker at an upcoming meeting or event? Let the Portland Sea Dogs help you out. Our Speakers Bureau offers keynote presenters to service clubs, civic organizations, schools, and any other group. The speakers provide entertaining stories and insights on the Sea Dogs, Red Sox baseball, as well as life in the minor leagues. Our speakers are free of charge and will bring along a gift for your organization, such as a hat or tickets. To schedule a speaker from the Sea Dogs, please contact us online at seadogs.com.
Portland Sea Dogs single game tickets are on sale now. You don't have to wait until you arrive at Hadlock Field. Purchase your tickets online at seadogs.com or over the phone at 207-879-9500. Tickets start at just $12. With another season full of fireworks on the field and off, tickets are going fast, so get yours today. Whether you love baseball or just come for the Sea Dog biscuits, a Portland Sea Dogs game is the perfect way to spend a summer day in Maine. Get your tickets today at seadogs.com or at Hadlock Field.
Welcome back into the Sea Dogs Radio Network. You're listening to our Bridge Show and our radio network sponsored by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today and shop NissanUSA.com. Currently in a brief rain delay against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats in Game 5 of this six-game set. Already underway, it was 1-0 New Hampshire before some rain started to fall down at Delta Dental Stadium. The bases are loaded in the bottom of the first, and once again, New Hampshire taking a 1-0 lead in that inning. But we'll take a look around the rest of Major League Baseball today. There are plenty of games happening tonight. Also, a handful already final. Currently, a final score for you. The Cubs defeated the Angels 5-1 today, once again in Chicago. But quite a few already underway right now. The Mets taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh, and the Mets leading it 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. For the Nationals, they're hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. It is 4-0 Washington right now in the bottom of the third. For the Guardians, they're hosting the Giants very early on in the top of the first, still scoreless down in Cleveland. And the Reds hosting the Tigers, also still scoreless and in the bottom of the second inning right now. Also, the bottom of the second for the Marlins hosting the Chicago White Sox, but the White Sox already leading it 1-0 over Miami. And top of the second, still scoreless for the Braves. They are hosting the Philadelphia Phillies. A handful of games slated to happen later on this evening. It'll be an 8:05 p.m. Eastern time first pitch for the Texas Rangers hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. You also have the Rockies hosting the Royals. That's at 8:10 tonight. 8:10 along with that is the Minnesota Twins hosting the Houston Astros. 9:40 Eastern, you have the Mariners who are hosting the Blue Jays, and 9:40 as well for the San Diego Padres hosting the Diamondbacks. Athletics have the Orioles at 9:40 as well, and at 10:10 today, the Dodgers will host the Brewers. Also underway right now are the Red Sox, who are taking on the New York Yankees, and they are also now just in a delay down in New York, still scoreless. Currently in that game, it was the bottom of the third inning before going into a delay. Jaron Duran playing center field today and leading things off. Rob Revsnyder plays in right field, batting second. Tyler O'Neill batting third, playing in left field. And Rafael Devers batting cleanup today At third base, Connor Wong, the catcher, along with that. And at first base, Romy Gonzalez. He's one for one currently in the bottom of the third inning. Masataka Yoshida bats seventh, playing or in the designated hitting spot today, and batting eighth at second base is Emmanuel Valdez. Finally, former Sea Dog, the shortstop, Sadon Rafaela, bats ninth today against the Yankees. Tanner Houck was the arm on the mound for the Red Sox tonight. We'll take one more break here in our Bridge Show. When we come back, hopefully have some updates for you on the status of today's game against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Once again, Portland trailing 1-0 in Game 5 right now down in Manchester. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Sea Dogs Radio Network presented by Nissan.
This is Sea Dogs right-handed pitcher Isaac Coffey, and you're listening to the WPEI Sea Dogs Radio Network presented by Nissan on 95.5 and 95.9 FM.
Did you know the Sea Dogs offer special packages for birthday parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs ticket office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today.
Hey Sea Dogs fans, this is Emma Tiedemann, the voice of the Sea Dogs. Are you in need of a speaker at an upcoming meeting or event? Let the Portland Sea Dogs help you out. Our Speakers Bureau offers keynote presenters to service clubs, civic organizations, schools, and any other group. The speakers provide entertaining stories and insights on the Sea Dogs, Red Sox baseball, as well as life in the minor leagues. Our speakers are free of charge and will bring along a gift for your organization, such as a hat or tickets. To schedule a speaker from the Sea Dogs, please contact us online at SeaDogs.com.
Portland Sea Dogs single game tickets are on sale now. You don't have to wait until you arrive at Hadlock Field. Purchase your tickets online at seadogs.com or over the phone at 207-879-9500. Tickets start at just $12. With another season full of fireworks on the field and off, tickets are going fast, so get yours today. Whether you love baseball or just come for the Sea Dog biscuits, a Portland Sea Dogs game is the perfect way to spend a summer day in Maine. Get your tickets today at seadogs.com or at Hadlock Field.
Welcome back into the Sea Dogs Radio Network presented by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today and shop NissanUSA.com. Currently in a rain delay down in New Hampshire, and the Fisher Cats leading it 1-0 over the Sea Dogs. But while the Sea Dogs are on the road in Manchester, we'll take a look also at some of the exciting promotions that we have coming up at Hadlock Field when the Sea Dogs return to Portland, Maine in just a few weeks. There's only 9 games at home total in the month of July, so we'll take you through some of the exciting promotions for the remainder of July for the Sea Dogs at Hadlock Field. So we'll finish up the 6-game set against the Fisher Cats tomorrow, a 6:35 start to round out the series, and then the Sea Dogs with 2 off days, Sunday and Monday, both off for the team, and then hitting the road to take on the Hartford Yard Goats for a 6-game series down in Hartford, Connecticut. But after that, it'll be the All-Star break, so a brief break as well. And then following the break, we'll be back at Hadlock Field to welcome the Reading Fightin' Phils to town. That's on Friday, July 19th. We'll have a 6:20 p.m. first pitch for that game because it is firework night at Hadlock Field. Our fireworks show presented by Emerson Toyota. It's a really spectacular show if you haven't been out to a game just yet with some fireworks. Just had some on the 3rd of July in preparation for the 4th, and the fireworks shows never disappoint. So be sure to get your tickets for that night. Once again, 6:20 on July 19th. For the 20th, that Saturday, we'll be back to a 6 p.m. start against the Reading Fightin' Phils, and it is our Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond night at the ballpark. It's Marvel character appearance by Captain America as well. Fans are encouraged to come dressed as their favorite Marvel superhero and participate in a pregame parade along with that. That starts at 5:15. The Sea Dogs will be wearing some special Marvel jerseys and hats featuring the Sea Dogs Marvel-inspired logo for that game at 6 p.m. at Hadlock Field on July 20th. For the 21st, that's the Sunday against Reading. To round out just that short three-game series, we have a handful of exciting promotions on Sunday. It's an early start, 1 p.m. for the afternoon game. It'll be Military Appreciation Day. You can join us for that day where we will celebrate our active military and veterans. In a pregame ceremony, the Rotary Club will start its Flags for Heroes campaign and display over 100 American flags. The Summit Project also honoring Maine's military service members who have passed away with a special pregame event. That is sponsored by General Dynamics and Bath Iron Works. A very special afternoon at the ballpark honoring all of the brave men and women who sacrifice for our country daily. For our next promotion, our Kids Club game, that's our fourth Kids Club game of the season. So be sure to come out for that one as well. If you need some more information, visit SeaDogs.com to see how your kids can join the Kids Club throughout our regular season at Hadlock Field. For the final promotion, kids run the bases post-game. Anybody 16 and under can run the bases after every Sunday home game. With weather permitting, that's super exciting as well to round things out at Hadlock Field. So that's it for the three-game series against the Reading Fightin' Phils. Plenty of promotions in that series, but looking ahead as well, we'll have a handful of games to finish out July on July 30th against the Erie Seawolves, the Southwest opponent coming to town. We'll have our Trash Monster bobblehead giveaway. The first 1,000 fans to enter the ballpark receiving a Trash Monster bobblehead. That's presented by U.S. Cellular. They're pretty neat bobbleheads if you haven't seen them just yet, and we have quite the collection all season long. So if you haven't gotten a bobblehead just yet, that's an exciting one to get out for at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 30th. It'll also be Toons Day at the ballpark, and that is one of our favorite promotions where we play some songs to match the theme for every Toons Day this season. On Wednesday, July 31st, to round out the month, it'll be another 6 p.m. start against the Erie Seawolves. It is our main strong night on Tuesday for a 6 p.m. start. The Sea Dogs will be wearing specialty designed Maine jerseys based on the original State of Maine flag. The back of the jersey has the Lewiston Strong plate on the nameplate to go along with that. There will be an outline in the State of Maine on the jersey with a heart placed on the Lewiston's location. The jerseys will be auctioned off to benefit the Lewiston Auburn Response Fund, an organization addressing the current and emerging needs associated with the tragedy. The Sea Dogs honoring victims of the tragedy at the game, as well as local businesses, first responders, and community leaders. That's presented by Central Maine Power. So a very special night at the ballpark. The Sea Dogs will take the field in the Maine Strong jerseys for that evening against the Seawolves. For Thursday, August 1st, to round out that series, it is an early game, 12:05 p.m. the start time, Park and Rec Day at the ballpark, welcoming all Park and Rec groups for a special noontime game. Interested in bringing a camp or rec group, you can contact Madison at SeaDogs.com to see how you can get involved for that. Friday, August 2nd at 6 p.m., we'll play as the Malmo Oat Milkers that night. Every single minor league team this season will take the field as the Oat Milkers, and the Sea Dogs will take that alternate identity on August 2nd at 6 p.m. The 121st team of minor league baseball takes the field in a game like no other this season. This one will be unforgettable, so be sure to look out for information on that game. It'll also be Brunswick Community Night that evening. Brunswick residents are invited to join us at Hadlock Field. As a part of the night, we'll be recognizing individuals and organizations for their hard work and dedication to the community. It'll be Star Wars night on August 3rd on that Saturday at 6 p.m., a short time from now in a ballpark very, very close. You can join us for the Star Wars night at Hadlock Field. The team will be wearing specialty designed Star Wars jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit Make-A-Wish Maine. Fans are encouraged to wear their favorite Star Wars costume to the game. We'll be joined by members of the 501 Legion team, New England Garrison, Mandalorian Mercs, and plenty of more exciting groups to go along with that night. Promotions, videos, music, trivia, and more for our Star Wars night on August 3rd. August 4th, to round out that series with the Seawolves, catch on the field for Sunday 1 p.m. start at Hadlock Field. Fans can play catch on the field from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Please bring your own gloves and ball for that event, and be sure to reach out to our ticket office or see some information online at seadogs.com on how you can be involved in that promotion. Baby's first game as well on Sunday, a new addition to the Sea Dogs tradition. We would like to help you create a memory that will last a lifetime by inviting you to join us for your baby's first Sea Dogs game. The package includes tickets, parades, and a photo op. You can purchase tickets today online as well. Maine Blueberry Day will be presented by Wyman's on Sunday, August 4th. And finally, as always, kids can run the bases on Sunday post-game to round out the series against the Erie Seawolves. That's all some of the exciting promotions that we have coming up in the next few weeks at Hadlock Field. Once again, a three-game series against Reading when we return home after the All-Star break. That's on Friday, July 19th through the 21st. And then to round out July, we will have the Erie Seawolves in town for the Southwest Division. If you're interested in purchasing tickets, visit seadogs.com to see how you can purchase those. You can also give our ticket office a call as well, or also always feel free to stop by and visit us at the ticket office when the hours are open. Our friendly staff is always happy to assist you in purchasing some tickets for a Sea Dogs game. We'll take one more break here in our Bridge Show. When we come back, hopefully have some updates for you on the status of today's game. The Portland Sea Dogs on the road taking on the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Fisher Cats lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. We'll take a break, come back here on the Sea Dogs Radio Network, presented by Nissan.
Parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs ticket office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today.
Hey, Sea Dogs fans, this is Emma Tiedemann, the voice of the Sea Dogs. Are you in need of a speaker at an upcoming meeting or event? Let the Portland Sea Dogs help you out. Our Speakers Bureau offers keynote presenters to service clubs, civic organizations, schools, and any other group. The speakers provide entertaining stories and insights on the Sea Dogs, Red Sox baseball, as well as life in the minor leagues. Our speakers are free of charge and will bring along a gift for your organization, such as a hat or tickets. To schedule a speaker from the Sea Dogs, please contact us online at seadogs.com.
Portland Sea Dogs single game tickets are on sale now. You don't have to wait until you arrive at Hadlock Field. Purchase your tickets online at seadogs.com or over the phone at 207-879-9500. Tickets start at just $12. With another season full of fireworks on the field and off, tickets are going fast, so get yours today. Whether you love baseball or just come for the Sea Dog biscuits, a Portland Sea Dogs game is the perfect way to spend a summer day in Maine. Get your tickets today at seadogs.com or at Hadlock Field.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd with the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Trademark Federal Credit Union picnic area located along the right field line is a great choice for entertaining groups from 20 people to 250. Everyone in your group will receive a ticket to the game, and all-you-can-eat meals are served beginning 1 hour before first pitch until 1 hour after the start of the game.
They include hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecued pulled chicken, coleslaw, pasta salad, assorted Coca-Cola products, and Sea Dog biscuits. So plan your group outing to Hadlock Field today. Call the Sea Dogs Group Sales Department at 207-874-9300 or online at seadogs.com.
Portland Sea Dogs Baseball is brought to you by Giffords Ice Cream, family-owned and made right here in Maine. If you're planning your visit to Hadlock, remember that seats in the Giffords Pavilion are perfect for families and groups to get together and enjoy time at the park. And next time you're here, be sure to make a Sea Dog biscuit made with Giffords homemade ice cream part of your visit. With mobile ordering and in-seat delivery, you never need to leave your seat. Simple, honest, homemade. That's Giffords Ice Cream.
The United Healthcare Team Store is located on the third base side of Hadlock Field and carries all your latest Sea Dogs and Red Sox merchandise. Want to dress like a pro? We carry the same game day wear as your favorite Sea Dogs players. And be sure to check out merchandise for the Maine Whoopie Pies, the Insuppas, and new for the 2024 season, the Maine Lobster Bakes. The United Healthcare Team Store has something for everyone and is open year-round Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days at Hadlock Field. Call 207-874-9300 or order online at seadogs.com.
Did you know the Sea Dogs offer special packages for birthday parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs biscuits, plus a drawstring goodie bag. The birthday child will also get to throw out a first pitch. Call the Sea Dogs Ticket Office at 207-874-9300 and book your child's birthday party at Hadlock Field today.
The new 95.
WPEI, Saco, Portland. WPPI, Thompson, Greater Portland.
The new 95s, 95.9 and 95.5.
And welcome back into Delta Dental Stadium, the Portland Sea Dogs. Entered into a delay, and despite the rain stopping for some time, the sun is out. Tonight's game has been canceled. We will have to pick this one up at a later date. The fans are starting to leave. The message just got up onto the video board. But this game tonight is canceled. Based on what I can see with the sun being out, can only imagine that there's more weather on the way. So tonight's game has been canceled. Portland was trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning, and we will have to wait for a later date to figure out when we will finish and pick this one back up, and we will definitely be making this one up before the second half of the season comes to an end. So thanks so much if you're able to stick with us. It ended up being a 50-minute delay on the dot. Entered into a delay at 7:08. It's now 7:58 Eastern time, so 50-minute delay before the game was eventually canceled here in Manchester. But this is not the final game of the series. As of right now, again, we don't know when we will resume this game, but as of right now, there is one game in the series finale scheduled for tomorrow night, 6:35 first pitch back here in Manchester, New Hampshire. Both teams are TBD with the pitching staff, so not quite sure who will be the arms for either team, so can't really go into those details yet either. So unfortunately not a whole lot of information to share, but the key of tonight is that tonight's game has been canceled due to weather in the area after the initial delay in the bottom of the first inning after a 50-minute delay. So that will do it for us here in Manchester, New Hampshire, an early night in minor league baseball. So the Sea Dogs and Fisher Cats will wrap up the series tomorrow night, 6:35 first pitch. That means we go on the air at 6:20 for the pregame show back here on WPEI 95.5 and 95.9. So for Riley Pay, doing a great job with our bridge and delay show. Back in the studio, I'm Emma Tiedemann. Until tomorrow night, 6:20, our pregame show starts. So long, everybody.
About the glory, I'm gonna tell you about some clowns. I'm gonna tell you a real good story, baby, about believing old Bean Town. Yeah, down by the Fenway, down in the park with the green monster. Oh, that's what's happening, baby. That's where you'll find them. Sox, you're my homeboys. Oh, you're the number one team. Oh, you're the number one team.
You call that a precision stop?
When a rookie stunt driver,
just give me a shot,
meets the trainer who thought he'd seen it all.
Come on, focus.
They'll soon find out that behind the wheel of the Nissan Rogue, with the power of VC Turbo and the most fuel-efficient gas-powered engine in its class,
watch this,
the protege can become a master. But this is no ordinary blockbuster. It's a Nissan sales event ad.
Level up your drive with a low $319 per month lease for 36 months on the 2023 Nissan Rogue. Shop the Nissan sales event. Visit your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Auto Pacific segmentation excluding hybrids and electric vehicles. 2024 APA fuel economy estimates from 28 City 34 Highway to 30 City 37 Highway for 2024 Nissan Rogue. Actual mileage may vary. For well-qualified lessees, 2023 Rogue S all-wheel drive. $3,549 initial payment excludes tax, title, license, and $695 acquisition fee. Includes $675 manufacturer's rebate applied to $319 per month lease. Disposition fee due at lease end. Take from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details. Ends 4-1-24.
Hertz is the official rental car provider and valued partner of your Portland Sea Dogs. Fans can use the CDP code 221-5320 and receive discounted rates off their rental from Hertz. Sign up for the free Gold Plus Rewards program and save even more. Visit Hertz.com for all the details. Renting with Hertz is a home run for you and your family.
Mother Nature grows best. Fields of blue from east to west. For generations in the heart of Maine. Lock and taste with sun and rain. Taste the wild Wymans. Taste the wild Wymans.
Find our wild blueberries in your freezer section and at Wymans.com. Go Sea Dogs!
Wymans.
Hey Southern Maine, are you staying cool this summer? Thayer LLC is Maine's leader in HVAC and refrigeration comfort solutions and is looking for experienced commercial HVAC techs and tradepersons in Southern Maine and New Hampshire. Thayer LLC offers a competitive sign-on bonus, a 7% full 401k match, and more benefits with room for advancement. Call 800-649-4197 or email your resume to hr@thayerhvac.com. That's thayerhvac.com.
Don't miss the boat. Head over to DeMillo's on the Water, known for its fresh local seafood, certified Angus beef, steaks and burgers, local brews, and beautiful views of the harbor and outdoor dining. DeMillo's on the Water has been a Portland staple in the Old Port for over 40 years. World famous for some of the best tasting lobster in Maine, including its delicious lobster stew, head over to DeMillo's on the Water, Portland's complete dining experience. Don't miss the boat. Oh, and always free parking while you're aboard.
The Trademark Federal Credit Union picnic area located along the right field line is a great choice for entertaining groups from 20 people to 250. Everyone in your group will receive a ticket to the game and all-you-can-eat meals are served beginning 1 hour before first pitch until 1 hour after the start of the game. They include hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecued pulled chicken, coleslaw, pasta salad, assorted Coca-Cola products, and Sea Dog biscuits. So plan your group outing to Hadlock Field today. Call the Sea Dogs Group Sales Department at 207-874-9300 or online at seadogs.com.
Did you know the Sea Dogs offer special packages for birthday parties? Contact the Sea Dogs box office to learn more about the birthday section at Hadlock Field. Choose a birthday meal featuring cheese pizza, assorted bags of chips, Coke products, Sea Dogs